Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills Podcast. Dag Heward Mills Podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Welcome this Wednesday evening. Part of knowing God's will is understanding His specific timing for events in our lives. According to Scripture, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. God operates outside of time as we know it, and He hardly does things according to our schedule. In today's message, you will learn why getting the timing right is more important than the actual action in itself. Today, Bishop Dag will share biblical truths on the fact that there is a destiny linked to each second that God has given us, and why it is important that we understand that our lives are time related. Wisdom on how to overcome time wasting is coming as you listen to today's message. Enjoy the word.
I'm going to be sharing with you tonight something very important. Amen. And I want you to listen carefully to what I'm sharing with you. Have you found John 7? The title of my message, short message tonight, is My Time, Your Time, and the Time. My Time, Your Time, and the Time. Now, how many know that we all have different times? What's the time on your watch? 7:29. What's the time on your watch? You don't have a watch. Why don't you have a watch? Does anybody have a watch to give to our sister? If you have a watch you want to give, just, have you got it? Bless her. Thank you, sister. You're blessed. Easy watch. You're blessed. Amen. Now, what's the time? You don't know how to read the time? 7:25. It's 7:25 according to her time. And her time is what? 7:29. It's now 7:30. This one is 7:25. And my watch says 7:40. And then the clock over there says 7:45. All right. So you can understand the title of my message now when I say my time, your time, and the time. Amen. Because you have your time, I have my time, but what is the time? The time is the time. It's not your time. It's not my time. But it is the time, which is the time. Hallelujah. So I'm sharing with you about my time, your time, and the time. What is the time? And timing, understanding the time, what the time is and what it means. You know, I could go on for a long time, many weeks on this. I will see as I'm led, depending on your facial expressions and your body language. I will decide whether to continue or not to continue. But I just want to say a few things today. My time, Your time and the time. Many times our time is wrong. Our time's wrong. Most of the time, our time is wrong. Or many times our time is wrong. I mean, sometimes you have to check from about three people to be sure you got the right time. Sometimes when my watch is, you know, like when I travel, I go to a different time zone. I have to change my time to the time. And then when I come back, I have to check and change my time back to the time. But apart from the time, I usually set my watch faster so that when I'm late, I'm still early. So I have to change it to my time. And then the preaching time is another time. So I sometimes when I want to know the real time, I have to ask, what's the time? And I realize that this man's watch is questionable. What's the time? What's the time? What's the time? And then I try to gauge the real time by seeing the average of the times and then the type of watch the person is wearing. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still around?
Yes.
John chapter 7. Please try and get a Bible in which when Jesus speaks, the words are in red. How many people don't have a Bible like that? Your Bible is not like that. Huh? Try and change your Bible. Cynthia, do you have any Bibles in the bookshop? You have some Bibles in the book. Get me a couple of Bibles. I'll advertise some Bibles for you. Don't buy shoes. Buy Bibles.
Yeah.
You see, there's nothing like there's no money. There's something like there's no money for this. But not that there's no money. Because you see people using their money for all sorts of things. John chapter 7, verse 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Feast of Tabernacles was at hand, and his brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. Verse 5. For neither did his brethren believe in him. I'm soon going to be preaching and teaching on a subject called He That Believeth Not. There are many things that Jesus said about a person who does not believe. And when you go through the Bible, you will find, like at one time Jesus said that, for he knew them that believed not who would betray him. People who don't believe are people who become betrayers. The Bible says, for with whom was God vexed for 40 years in the wilderness? Them that believe not, and those who murmured. So you see that people who don't believe, one of the signs and the features of such people are that they murmur and they complain. Soon I'll be sharing with you about Hida. But this is another one of them. See that his brethren did not believe him. Look at what they were telling him. He should go for crusade, encouraging him to do the work of God and go out openly. But they did not believe him. And that is why they were saying that he should do those things. Sometimes pastors shouldn't obey all instructions. And sometimes encouragement and advice from people who don't believe in you. And they seem to be as if they are promoting you or encouraging you to do something. It's an evil thing. But that's another time. Verse 6. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. Amen. My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to Revelations, chapter 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to believe me today that the time or the timing of something is almost as important as the doing of the thing. You could decide going to love my husband. I'm going to love my wife. But by the time you decide, your husband will be gone. I know a man who said, every time he was invited by somebody, people to come to church, he said, I'll come. Why don't you come to church? Pastor, I'll come, don't worry. You know how people like to stop you from talking by telling you, I'll come, I'll be coming, don't worry, I'll be coming. How many have met somebody like that before? I'll be coming. So one day he came. And that day, the choir was really beautiful. Full choir. Everyone was there. Church was packed. Anointed preaching, anointed singing. But our dear brother who had come didn't hear anything. Sermon was preached. He didn't hear it and even receive it. Choir sang. They sang a song, God be with you till we meet again. Announcements were made. Our brother still couldn't hear. Future programs were made, announced. He still didn't hear. Two offerings were taken. He didn't hear. Why didn't he hear, join in, receive, do anything? Because he had come too late. The day that he came to church, he was dead. He was the one in the coffin. He had been brought. It was his funeral. That's why he didn't hear the preaching. You don't understand what I'm saying. I didn't hear the message because he came too late. Grace, you hadn't thought about that. He was lying. He was right there. He didn't hear anything. He didn't participate in the offerings. When the choir said, God be with you till we meet again. Da 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 da. God be with you till we meet. He didn't even sing. Because he had come, but he had come too late. Careful now. You may still come, but you may come too late. Your time, my time, and the time. On Saturday, 7 days before Princess Diana died, she would look at the watch and she would say, it's 10 to 8. That looked like her time. And maybe her boyfriend also looked at his watch and say, in France, you know, they are an hour ahead or 2 hours ahead, so that it's 10 to 10. But actually, the time was 6 days to her funeral. That was actually the real time. The time was 6 days to her the biggest funeral in the whole world. When she died on Saturday night, they went for dinner, and when she was coming home, then they had the accident and she died. The following Saturday was the largest funeral the whole world has ever seen. But she didn't know that on Saturday that it was just 7 days to her. So, ladies and gentlemen, you may have your time and your ideas and prediction, and he may have his time. Jesus said, my time is not come. Your time is always ready. But what is the time? Are you still around? You want me to continue? All right. So let us know that there is a time, the real time. May you know the real time from today. Yeah. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Amen. The time is at hand. Everybody say, the time is at hand. Now, a time will come when time will not matter. When you do things, whether you do it early or late, whether you do it quickly, whether you do it promptly, whether you do it in the afternoon or in the evening, whether you do it when you are young or old, a time will come when it will not matter, because God himself has decided to remove the element of time from the world one day. One day it's going to remove the element of time, will no more matter. When you do things, and whether that's like when you do it quickly, it matters, or when you do it later, it doesn't matter, or when you do it afterwards, or when you do it before, or when you do it 10 years later, a time is going to come when it won't matter. But now it matters. Now it does. Because there are times, there are clocks that are ticking. And every moment of that time that is ticking has a destiny linked to each second. Turn to chapter 10, Revelations. My time, your time, the time. Revelations, chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his feet were as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. His face was like the sun. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders utter, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand up upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and earth, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Notice chapter verse 6, the same verse, that the last line, he says, that there should be time no longer. No longer. Ladies and gentlemen, our lives are very time related now. Never forget, if you don't remember anything, remember that everything is related to time. You don't have endless time, as it were. We are not in eternity. If God is leading us, helping us, blessing us, pushing us, doing anything, it is related to time. If he's asking us to do anything, it is time related. Time related. You may say, oh yes, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to do everything that you want me to do. But you wait for 10 years, 12 years, 14 years. And you play the fool for 14 years of your life. After 14 years, you come to your senses and you take the decision you took 14 years ago. You take it again. And now you decide, okay, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to be a minister of the gospel. I'm going to preach his word. I'm going to do what he wants me to do. But now you've got a child with Araba in Takoradi and another child with Lucy in Cape Coast and another child with Tulim Jali in Winneba. And you've got a child with Na Yele in Kolegono. So, you have now all this baggage following you. 14 years later, you've decided to obey him. It will be a little different for you now. And if you had obeyed 14 years earlier. Some people decide to obey God when they are in debt. Now they owe here, they owe left, they owe the right, they owe everywhere. And they say, Lord, here I am. If you can use anything, use my debts. When you were not owing and God was calling you to work for him, you didn't want to come. You followed your own avenues. And now you are deeply up to your neck in debt. And you are saying, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Take my hand, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
It's more difficult for God to use you now. He would still like to use you, but it's a little more difficult. It's a little more difficult. It's a little more difficult. A time will come when the time doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. But now it matters. It is said that most people who become millionaires decided to do what they are doing by the age of 25. By the time they were 40, most of them were millionaires. What you decide to do early and you stay doing it for many years, you end up usually being successful. There are people who start, then they change course, they switch to this, and then they switch to that. You sell yam for some time, then after that you decide to work for Public Services Commission. After that you decide to be a teacher. Then after 17 years, you decide to switch to you decide to do a course in nursing. You get it? You decide to do a course in nursing, and then after that you decide to be a secretary. You get it? But ladies and gentlemen, the time at which you decide to be what you want to be makes a lot of difference as to what you become. Because you see, staying long at something, one of the people have different theories, but the most common factor, the factor that runs through all with churches, pastors of large churches, is that the pastor has been the pastor of that church for a long time. That's the most common. Not that he's anointed or he's gifted or this or that, but he's been there for a long time. That's the most common feature. I will serve you, Lord. Did I tell you the story of the man who was invited to church? They invited him many times and he said, I'll come. And then he came. But he didn't hear. Even the altar call, he didn't hear. He didn't give his life to Christ that day. It's an amazing story. He did come, but he came too late. Lord, I will be a pastor. And I'm preaching to you because I want you to be pastors. I'm preaching my calling. My calling is to raise people and to train people and to encourage them to work for the Lord. That's one of my callings. And I will continue to obey that calling. Amen. I will continue to encourage you. Lord, I will! Delay sometimes means cancellation. The same thing you are doing, but you delay it means cancellation. One day, I took a flight. I've told you this story before, but I'll tell you again because there are some people who haven't heard it and you need to hear it. I was going somewhere. I was going to America, I believe it was, and I had a convention. The convention was starting on a particular day. I think it was on Wednesday. And I was supposed to arrive. And then I was leaving from London. When I caught the plane, I was going to the plane. I saw the takeoff time or something on the plane was 6:30. And I thought they were not so serious. We'll be having a meeting of all pastors and shepherds to inform you about some things that are related to time after the meeting. All pastors, elders, shepherds, please make sure you, shepherds from all branches, elders from all branches, pastors from all branches, from the headquarters, shepherds, everybody, there's a meeting after service related to time. And I decided to take the flight and I got to the airport at about just getting around 6 o'clock. It was late. And I went to check in. They said, you're not going to make it. So they said, we'll put you on the next flight. But you can still catch another plane and you get to America. So I said, no problem. So I caught the plane and I went to Amsterdam. And I was there. When I got there, I saw my plane, my destiny, my future. It was across there. I was supposed to take it, but I was too late. They were already boarding. So I came and I waited for my flight. And I knew that that one will get me to America. So I called Pastor Joel. I said, Pastor Joel, you know, I'm a bit late, you know. So I'm going to get there about 4 o'clock instead of 12 o'clock. I get there at 4. But we can still drive. We're going to drive 5 hours to where the meeting was. So I said, we can still make it. Can't we? He said, oh yeah, we can make it. But I didn't know that that little delay of just 1 hour, 2 hours, was about to cancel my whole program. When finally it was time for us to go, I went to the plane happily. Da-da. All things work together for good. You know how when we are out of time, we have various scriptures that we quote. You know, when you are supposed to be in full-time ministry, you start quoting Paul was a tent maker, Daniel was a prophet, a prime minister. You know, we have scriptures because the Bible is not a one-sided book. The Bible has scriptures for everything. There's a scripture for everything. Both sides have scriptures. So when we are on one side, we always quote the scripture to support us on that side. So I was just quoting scriptures and following along and said, all things work. Maybe the Lord knew why I shouldn't sit on that plane. Maybe something is going to happen in that plane. The Lord himself had it. The fact is, I was just late. So finally, I got onto the plane. When it was time for boarding, they said, there is a delay in the boarding, so would you kindly wait around? So after about an hour, they said, we can board. So I went on the plane. When we sat down, I said, ladies and gentlemen, we want to tell you that there's some ice on the engine, and we have to remove the ice before we can move the plane. So you just be waiting in the plane, and we'll soon be, you know, leaving. Okay? So I was waiting in the plane. I saw them doing some machine outside on the engine. And I was waiting, and I was looking at my time. I was calculating from New York to Maryland, the hours and the journey. And every time the meeting was gradually finishing as I was sitting there. Then finally, I was thinking that by now, this engine, which they said there's ice on it, by now the ice should have gone. Then they said, another announcement came, said, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a slight problem with our toilet. The toilet in the plane is not functioning properly. So due to this, we will be just doing some repair works. And then please abide with us in patient time, and we shall be moving soon. Another 2 hours. When we got there, when we finally left and we got there, the meeting, even from New York, it was over. And the Lord spoke to me and said that I wanted you to know that sometimes delay means cancellation. I had to call and say that, cancel the meeting. All the church had gathered everything. I will not be there. Not because I didn't intend to. I intended to, but I was late. I just came a little later. Some of you here, I'm sorry to say, you will never even enter your ministry because you will come to try to enter too late at a time when the door would have closed. Oh yeah. Some of you will change your minds at a time when it will be too late to change your mind. I was talking to one pastor, but he was preaching and he said something. He said his father told him, he said, by the time I was ready to die, because when I come to the time, if you read Ecclesiastes, you see there's a time to die. It's time, the time is now dying time. You may think it's 10 to 8, but it's dying time. He said, by the time I was ready to die, I had just discovered the reason why I was alive, to serve the Lord. His name is Henry Madava. I want to invite him to come and preach here at one of our conventions, hopefully this year. Very anointed man. He's a black man from Zimbabwe, and he has one of the largest churches, about 7,000 members in Ukraine. And he's the only black man in his church. He's the founder of his church and the pastor of his church. He's the only black man in his church. And he preaches in Russian to white people, and you see large crowd of white people. He's on television. He has crusades in Russia, all over the place. And he's married to a white lady, and he's married to a Russian there, and he's pastoring the Russians. He's the only black man in the church. God can use you if only you'll be available. Only that some of us don't want to be available. By the time I realized and discovered what I was supposed to do, it was time. It was, when he said those words, he said, time to die. Time is now dying time. You may say, it's Easter. It's my birthday. No, no. It's your time to die. It was time to die. Your time, my time, but the time. Jesus said, your time, my time, your time. So there's a time for you, there's a time for me, and there's the time. What is the time in your life, my sister, my brother? Many times we think we have many opportunities. This same pastor was telling, he said sometime, one time he was passing by his child was playing on the computer, these computer games. You know how they various. Then he passed by, he asked his son, are you winning? Are you okay? He said, oh, daddy, I'm okay. I've got 5 more lives. Because the computer thing has lives. When one life goes, you have 4 more lives, 3 more lives. When they shoot you, you still have a life, so you start again. So he said, wow, 5 more lives. And he realized that he has only one life. There's a song like that, one life, eh? Or one love, or what? Anyway, there's something like that. One life. Chow, 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 chow. Daddy, I've got 5 more lives. You can't say, daddy, I've got 5 more lives. You've got one life. This is it. That's why I sometimes say to people who are not happy, people who are always quarreling with each other, people who are always fighting and finding some reason to have conflict and not be at peace and not to start enjoy like that. Brother, sister, this is the life. Sometimes I talk to people, I say, this is it, life. This is life now. It's happening. It's not that you are preparing for something. That this is the actual life that's happening and manifesting itself now. I don't know what you are waiting for. This is it. This is life. So if you are, we are working on things so that we'll be happy in the future. This is happiness. You better start finding now. One life. One love. One life. Now listen. Listen. This is very important. This part is very important because I'm just about to end. I'll read a poem to you and I will end. How many like poetry? Good. When you hear the word of God, or you read the word of God, that's the logos, the written word. But then there is a time when whatever is written, or sometimes when you hear the word being preached, it's a word. Many people don't, they just receive and say, Pastor, we are enjoying these messages on a daily basis. It's nice. But then there is a time when the message is for you. It is a live call of God for you. And when God speaks to you, you know it. Pastor, how will you know it? You feel it. You know it. You sense it. You are convicted. I can't say anything more. How do I know my wife's voice? I know my wife's voice under all sorts of circumstances. I know my wife when she's happy. I know my wife when she's angry with me. I know my wife's face. When my wife is not happy with me and I'm preaching, I see her face. I say, oh Lord. I start praying for myself before I get home. I know her songs. There are songs she sings when she's not happy with me. She started to sing certain hymns in the house. Oh, then I said, oh Lord, I beg you for your intervention at this time. Move on my behalf in Jesus' name. So, you see, when you know somebody, you know how the person is communicating with you. Either the person is singing, whistling. My wife even knows when I am tense. She sometimes tells me when I wake up or when I sleep that I'm very tense in the bed. Very tense. Because there are a lot of issues and things, and even in bed, I am tense. Shivering. And my wife knows me. She knows when I'm not happy. Sometimes I'll be in the bed and I'll just turn around and then she'll say, what is wrong with you? And she knows that there's something wrong. I haven't said anything. Because when you know somebody, you even know when there is something wrong. So when you know God, whether even like mothers with their babies, when their babies cry, nah, you know that it means I'm hungry. When they cry, nah, you know that I'm feeling cold. When they cry, nah, 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 she wants to sleep. The other night, you know, the baby was just crying in the house. And I said, look, why don't you just get, you know, the whole thing was disturbing. I said, why don't you just get some milk or something for that? She said, I am the mother. I know what is wrong with the child. I said, yes, I'm master, in the name of Jesus Christ. I beg you, I withdraw. Because, you see, the mother knows the sound. And she told me that the child wants to sleep, but doesn't know how to sleep. How am I supposed to know? So she took the child and she just held it a bit like that. Then sleep, no milk. But my formula was give the milk. You see, I like solutions. I don't want to struggle. Are you listening to me? When you know God, when he speaks through thunder and lightning, you will know that he's talking. When he speaks gently, you know that he's... Even when the pastor meets you on the corridor and says to you, this, that, you become afraid, you know that God has spoken to you immediately. Oh, yeah. When you know God and he's speaking, you know when he speaks. Whether it's through the lightning, through the thunder. Because God, the Bible says, God thunders through the earth, through the night. God comes in various ways. Even sometimes through unbelievers, he speaks. Sometimes through donkeys, he speaks. Sometimes through little children, he speaks. One day, a pastor was just going on a plane, and his child was standing at the airport with the mother and some other, what do you call it? And the plane was taking off. And the child said, Mommy, why is Daddy on that plane? Doesn't he know that the plane is going to crash? And as they watched, the plane just went and crashed. Oh, yeah. You see children, before they are corrupted by sin, and before they know darkness, and before they know sin, and they become secretive. You see, Adam and Eve became enclosed, secretive, just, I don't want to cover it because of darkness. But before that thing comes and a child is innocent and knows God, there's a certain communication. Like Paul said, when sin entered, then I died. But before sin enters, you don't die. You are alive to God. That is why when the rapture comes, all the baby cots will be empty. All the babies and everything will vanish, the nurseries and all empty. But for the children who have got to the place where sin has entered into them, they've died spiritually. They have to be born again. So the child said, Mommy, why is Daddy on that plane? Doesn't he know the plane is going to crash? Right before their eyes, the plane took off and the plane crashed. So sometimes God can speak to you. God speaks to you through preaching. God speaks to you when you open your Bible. And when you know him, you know. Sometimes he speaks with you through a vision, through a dream, through somebody. But he speaks. And I can't tell you how. How do you know that? Bishop, give me 3 steps to know how your wife's voice sounds on the phone. I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. You got to learn to know God. You know, one of the ways you can know somebody's voice is you try to flow with the voice and see if it was his voice. When God calls Samuel, God said, Samuel, Samuel. He came to Eli and said, yes, Papa. And Eli said, I didn't call you, go back. He came 3 times and said, look, next time, just respond and see what happens. If you want to discover God's voice, respond and see what happens. Did you hear me? I said, if you want to know God's voice, respond and see what happens. You will find God speaking to you in a very special and powerful way. So God will tell you. He will speak to you. So there are times you have a general scripture. The truths, they are there. You know them. But there are times that he gets up and he says, now this. And when you hear that, please, please obey. And when you don't hear that, don't obey. Please don't go to Labadi Beach and walk into the water and say, I am walking on the water because I read my Bible
And I saw Jesus said, come, come to me on the water. You will drown like a dog. Because that word, when he told Peter to come, he said, if you are Lord, ask me to come. And the Lord said, come. If the Lord hasn't given you that word, I beg you, do not go out walking on any kind of water. Please, at least swim. Go for swimming lessons first and then swim. A group of Christians in Korea, this is what they did. There was a lake, and they were whatever. And they went out walking, and they said the Lord asked them to walk on the water. All of them drowned. And it was a big scandal in the church. Don't do things God has not convinced you about. You see, Pastor, I'm very happy that you are saying these things. So, because you see, this particular thing that you are explaining, I don't do things that you have not been. I mean, this is actually what I want to hear, because that's why I don't do a lot of things, because I'm not sure whether God has spoken to me. The way he has spoken to you is not that way he has been speaking to me. Well, he that believeth, the works that I do shall he do. As I'm here, I can't say that I'm sure of everything I'm doing. I'm sure of every step I take. I'm a man. The Bible says we see dimly through a glass. We don't know everything. We are just trying to follow him. Anyone who is close to his voice is very strong. Anyone who hears him and follows him closely is very strong and very safe. The safest place to be is in his will. Near to his voice. He says you respond. That's the greatest thing that every Christian hears. I wrote a book there. It's called The Art of Hearing. How to Hear. Get a copy. The Art of Hearing. How to Hear the Voice of God. Because there are many ways. There are many kinds of voices and stimuli. Which one is the voice of God? When has God spoken to you? There is a general speaking, but there is a time that... Look, me, I'm in full-time ministry. What I mean by full-time ministry is that I am fully in the ministry. I don't have any other business. I don't have any other source of income. Nothing. I don't have anything. All I have is the ministry that I'm doing. One day the Lord spoke to me. It was in January or December, I should say, when the Lord spoke to me and told me, it is enough. Enough is enough. I was doing various things. I told the Lord, I don't want anybody to look at me and say that the shirt you are wearing is a shirt from the offering. Or the shoes you are wearing is from the church. And the Lord said, enough. Enough. Give yourself wholly to my work. Wholly. 100%. Don't do anything else apart from my work. That is what made me in 1991. That's what I decided. That's it. How do I obey? How do I know? How am I sure? Try it and see. I tried it. And I'm in it. I've been in it. I've been at it. And I'm glad. And he keeps speaking to me. And I keep opening my heart and my ears. I say, Lord, I want to hear. One day the Lord told me, I'm going to start sending you to work in Africa. But somebody had come to me before, I remember, and told me, you know, I see you having a major ministry in Nigeria and so on. But I have not had that in my heart. If somebody can say something, but you don't have that, don't do it. Do it when the Spirit of God ministers that to you as well. When it is time, please go. Because when you go, when the time is past, it may be too late. Finally, look with me in Luke chapter 14. Another of Jesus' famous stories. Did I tell you about the man who came to church? Have you found Luke 14? 16. Well, let's read verse 15, because that's what brought up this story. The man said something. Jesus also responded. And when one of them that sat at meat... You know, today I was praying and the Lord told me something. You know, when you don't obey God, it's very wild. Though. The Lord told me, he was talking to me about my books. And he told me, you know, if John had decided not to write because Matthew had written, And because Luke had also written one. And Mark had written one. You and I wouldn't know that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. We'll be without that. And the Lord told me, you are without many things that you should have had, but some people didn't do what they were supposed to do. We wouldn't have known, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. We wouldn't have known, the thief comes. John had decided that he wouldn't do his part. Your judgment will be greater when you hear my voice and you don't obey. Your judgment will be great. Do not let what somebody else is doing deceive you into thinking, I don't need to do. You need to do your part. Your part is unique. We wouldn't have known. The thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I have combat in my heart. We wouldn't have had. My Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. We wouldn't have had, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do, and greater works. We wouldn't have had, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. We wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have had, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you. We wouldn't have had, John, we wouldn't have had that, because he would have said, Matthew, I saw Matthew writing something, so I'm sure he's writing something. And I had an email that Luke was also doing something. So, and somebody even told me that a third person, Mark, why write? We wouldn't have, can you imagine? For God so loved the world, we would be without it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Huh? Joy, can you understand what I'm talking about? Oko, are you listening to me? We wouldn't have had it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Marvel not. Eesh, I'm shivering. Marvel not that I say to you that you must be born again. Hey! 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 If John had said, Mark is writing, I've been told that Matthew is writing a similar book on the same topic, the topic of the life of Christ and the things he said. Matthew is writing it. We wouldn't have known that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after 4 days, because no one else wrote it. I don't know why. We wouldn't have had the story of the man who was blind and Jesus, and they asked Jesus, Lord, for who sinned that this man was born blind? The whole of chapter 9. We wouldn't have had it. I'm the good shepherd. We wouldn't have known. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. We wouldn't have had it, because we would have been waiting for Matthew to write it. And Matthew didn't write it that way. Oh God. Before I came to service, a little girl came to me and told me that the Lord spoke to her and told her that the Lord is going to judge Lighthouse people more severely than others who did not hear the messages about doing the work of God. And I said, do you want to come upstage? And she said, no. She's just telling me we should be careful. How often have I risen up to talk to you about doing his work? Tuesday after Tuesday, with a different variation and a different way of talking to you about the same thing. Think about it. If John hadn't written his book, John hadn't written, we wouldn't have known about the Holy Spirit. When the Comforter has come, that word Comforter, we didn't even have said of it. Because he would have said, Matthew is right. Oko, this Oko Mensa is working in the church, so we don't need anybody else to work. He's there. He's there. Just relax, because there's somebody there already. Because there's a Reinhard Bonnke, there's no need for another evangelist. Our bishop is there, so
bishop has to be. We know that bishop is always there.
Your contribution. Sister, your contribution. Brother, your contribution. Your contribution is different from my contribution. I can never contribute what you will contribute. I can never contribute what you will contribute. God will reward you for contributing your part. Luke 14, verse 16. And he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade or invited many. And then he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, that is, they were already invited, come, for all things are now ready. Everybody say the call and the call. Say the call and the call. These people were called twice. They were called generally. There is going to be a supper. He bade many. Then when it was supper time for supper. You see, you can have an invitation from God. Then a time will come when you are expected to respond to his invitation. It was supper time. Careful now. And they all with one accord began to make excuse. The first said, I've bought a piece of ground, my business. I must needs go and see it, have me excuse. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. That was also his business. The other one was his property, his houses. And the third one said, I've married a wife, his family. Various family problem. My wife is not in approval of such going out in the night and moving. My wife is not happy with such things. So I can't come, even though it's time. My time, your time, the time. Okay, get on the keyboard. Look at somebody, say, my time, your time, and supper time. Supper time is the time. Amen. Supper time is time for the thing. That has been talked about for a long time for you to respond. Amen. I'm ending my short message this evening. And I'm going to read to you a poem by a man of God. He wrote this poem in the 60s, 1960s. He died many years ago. Gordon Lindsay was the founder of a great Bible school, Christ for the Nations. That's this Bible school that Idahosa, the Archbishop Idahosa, attended. Listen, sit up, everybody. It's time for literature. It's literature time. Are you there? We are closing. This is it. All those who want to go home, your wish is being fulfilled. Remember, all pastors and shepherds and elders, there's a meeting after. Please don't go away. Listen carefully. Sunrise and skies are fair. I will explain a bit as we go along because I don't want to leave any of you behind. A day, very gently, a day begins without a care. A day for joy and a day for leisure. A day for thrills and a day for pleasure. Youth, or being young, is merry. Youth is gay. The great reaper is far away. That is, the reaper is the one who is harvesting the fields. He's far away. There is a call. It's the master's voice. I need you today. May I be your choice. The reaper is calling. May I be, of all the things you are doing, the reaper is saying, may I be your choice, please. Because the day is young, you know. It's just at the beginning of the day. And God wants you. In the youth, in the time, the best time of your life, God wants you. Amen. When everything is gay and nice. Listen. A harvest is waiting and the fields are white. Will you join the reapers in the morning bright? Awake, O youth, to the heavenly vision. Because multitudes are in the valley of decision. The morning sun high above the earth
cry of distress in the midst of mirth. People are in distress and they are crying for help. I went to Hope over the weekend. Anytime I go on these kind of journeys, I become sad. Today I was praying. I said, Lord, I'm just useless. I've done nothing. Nothing is being done. Have mercy. Forgive us. As we sit in our churches and we are happy, and the souls and the towns and the villages, there's a distress call. Muslims are rushing to them. The heathen are rushing. The juju people are telling them the solution. We are happy with ourselves in our lives. Even to give 5,000, we would rather give 200 CDs. Listen, heathen are born and heathen are dying. Is there none to hear their crying? Oh yes, said the young man, count me as one to help in this harvest until the day is done. Yet, okay, gently, yet he lingered on for a little while and for a little fun. High sun, high noon, he said to the reaper, you'll be hearing from me soon. I've married a wife. I have property to see. 5 yoke of oxen acquired by me. I will soon heed the call, reaper, and I'll join the harvest, ready to give the reapers a hand. But he tarried on. He had a bargain in land. Afternoon sun, afternoon light. The golden ore hastened its flight. Conscience still had memories daunted. Listen, wealth he had acquired. Yet more was wanted. The man was acquiring more things in life. Many were the possessions he proudly flaunted. Houses and barns, lands and farms, streams and ponds, stocks and bonds, chickens and hogs, forests and logs, sheep and cows, thoroughbred sows, crops and flocks and meadows, haystacks, orchards and berries, vineyards and cherries. Day was waning and the day was waxing. Still the rich man was entertaining. For a sinister voice had spoken and said, on with the fun, on with the dance. Go ahead and make merry while you can, while you have the chance. You are a man of the times. You are 10 feet tall. To conscience he said, there's time yet for the call. There's time, there's time, there's time. So a little more folly and a little more fun. And the hours slipped away until there were none. Sunrise had gone to sunfall. The day was wasting on the western wall. Hans still busy with 1,000 things. He was busy with 1,000 different things. The day had expired and he was still busy with 1,000 different things. As evening descends. By the way, I didn't write this poem. It's Gordon Lindsay who wrote the poem. Hans still busy with 1,000 things. As evening descends and curfew brings. The day has faded. You know, the reaper called him in the morning. Now the day has faded into a twilight red as multitudes hasten to join the dead. I am ready! I'm ready! Said the man at last. But shaking hands could not hold fast. He had grown old, he didn't know. His hair, unnoticed, had turned to gray. Still, he thought it was yesterday. Alas, harvest is past. It is too late to save those who had gone to a Christless grave. Too late to save those who had gone to a Christless grave. Where is the silver now, the man asked? Where is the gold? Where are the possessions to another soul? Where are the sheep that grazed on a hill? Where are the cattle which I gave my life for? And the cattle which drank from the river? Where are the barns that were filled with plenty? Where are the thoroughbreds, 150? Where are the heirlooms? Where are the treasures? Where is the laughter? Where are the pleasures? Where is the wine? Where are the parties? Where are the delicacies? Where is everything? The sun had sunk low and night had descended. As the scripture says, summer is gone and harvest is ended. Oh, for a chance, for time extended. Gently, please. A wasted life was never intended. Sunfall and noon rise. What is left of the rich man's pride? Go out to the yonder hill and see the marble, the houses he built, standing still. Treasures were offered in heaven, but he took instead the cold reward of the unsaved dead. And what of us who live today? Gordon Lindsay says, this is our hour. Let us not stay. Let us not stay. A call to the harvest till it shall end. Work now. Work fast. And reap, my friend. New dawn and sunrise to the faithful. The master will give the prize. Amen. A life wasted was never intended. Never. It was never intended. Pastor Intefo, it was never intended. How many here intend to waste your lives? No. Until the man began to shake, his hands were shaking. His hair had gone gray. He didn't realize with the passing years that life had gone by. It was over. That's why I'm talking about time. Because I know we all love God. We all want to serve Him. But there is a time that we must serve Him. Stand to your feet, please. Right. Lift your hands to the Lord. I want to be more like You, Jesus. I want to be more like, I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be a vessel You work through. Will you join the reapers in the morning bright? Awake, O youth, to the heavenly vision. Because multitudes, multitudes are in the valley of decision. Oh, yes, said the youth, count me as one to help in the harvest until the day is done. Yet he lingered on for a little more fun. He tarried. He had a wife. He had 5 yoke of oxen. Lift your hands to the Lord. If You can use anything, Lord, You can use me. If You can use anything, Lord, You can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, speak. If You can use, You can use anything, Lord, You can use me. If You can use anything, Lord, You can use anything, Lord, You can use me. Use me, Jesus. If You can use anything, Lord, You can use me. Lift your hands, say, take my hands and my feet, Lord. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak. If You can use anything, Lord, You can use me. Day was waxing. Day was waning. Still the rich man was entertaining. For a voice had spoken and said, on with the fun, on with the dance. Go ahead and make merry while you have the chance. You are a man of the times. You are 10 feet tall. The day was wasting. Hands still busy with a thousand things. A thousand things. What thousands of things are we busy with? Following after so many things with a heart and a passion. Sacrificing our years, our best, our youth, our strength, our intelligence, our knowledge. Our hands busy with a thousand things. And yet we cannot see that our hands are beginning to tremble and our hair is beginning to get gray. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use. Sing to the Lord. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through. If you can use, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. I am ready. I am ready, said the man, at last. At last, I'm ready. But shaking hands could not hold fast any longer. His hair, unnoticed, had turned to gray. Still, he thought it was yesterday. Alas, the harvest is past. The summer is ended. It is too late to save those who have gone to a Christless grave. One day you will ask yourself, where is the silver? Where is the gold? Where are the possessions to another soul? Where are the sheep and the goats and the cattle and the thousand things I gave myself and my time and my life for? Where are the pleasures? Where's the laughter? Where are the parties? Where's the wine? It's time. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and give yourself to Him. Say, Lord, I can hear you speaking to me now. I can hear you speaking today. I can hear you speaking now. I can hear you speaking now. I can hear you speaking today. Lord, I've given my time, my strength for a thousand things, Lord, a thousand things. I've taken my life, I've taken my energy, I've taken my time, a thousand different things, a thousand things. I can't even notice that the day is waxing and the day is waning and that sun is setting on my very life. My years are going by and the sun is going down. I can't even see, Lord. Open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes, oh God. Why do we think it's still yesterday when the years have gone by? Oh, shakata morulabas rebeles temelene. Pastelotra mashande bresembre que lebres tambalabos. Shalbes peldigre brestembele ne brestemele. Oh, for a chance for time extended. A wasted life was never intended, oh God. A wasted life was never intended. A wasted life was never intended. I want you to just speak a word of prayer. Just begin to pray. Begin to pray. We are going to pray for a few minutes. I want you to just pray. Just pray for your life. Pray for your future. Pray for the days ahead. Mo satandalama korolaba kredele shumula kranalaba sendeleve berele sito lomandele di bereste baradolo scendere kisto porodile vendere velete se berelede talandara lambere le socio potalamariale. Lei bereste predele scendele remendele 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 pallari deste celebre deste calamaranda lei paralando scendereste le mele l'arava supel de cridesto matile le bere venende bere le levo lo sciamole dele leve malala branala malada branala malada branala la balala badala la badala la badala mamoro le vede malala baradoro lo bobonde le vede bere le vede parala badala 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 la badala. Shelpe del vigereste,
Are your hands busy with a thousand things? Are your hands busy with a thousand things? A thousand different things, a thousand different issues, a thousand different situations, a thousand different achievements and aims and aspirations, a thousand different things. Oh God, Balasuka Maralamade, Mando Satama Lekereme Shakaba, Ransom Beledisha, Rabba Sotolova, Rebeke Bele Sumberele, Laseker Belido, Rapalba Marande. Pashetele Bakale, Kalabara Loro Senele, Alo Bresede, Polo Sekete Senele, Lombre Sembrele.
This is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. My work, my harvest is so great. One man can never do much, no matter how hard he tries. And that is why I call you, my daughter, my son, to put your hand to the plow. For one man, one church, one ministry can never do it all. One church can do very little. One church does very little. One person does very little. That is why many are called. That's why I call many. I call you even within your jobs. That you may not leave your job, but you may work for me and love me. Some of you I call out of your jobs because I need you in a higher office. Some of you I call you where in your language and I say, go in your language. Some of you I call you in your village and your town and I say, please stay in your town and your village that I may use you there because I need a vessel everywhere. My son and my daughter, your days are numbered and they are going by. Every evening is one less day left for you. One less day of this life, of this opportunity. What will you do when the days come to the end? And I say and I call from heaven that this is the last day. I need him tomorrow and I need her tomorrow. What will you do, my daughter, my son? When your hair turns gray and your hands tremble, and there's no more strength within you to win a soul for me, to invite somebody to church and to visit someone and to pray and to attend a prayer meeting, what will you do when you're walking with a stick and you can no longer serve me the way you desire? Many are called, but few respond. Few are chosen because few follow my voice. Tonight I call you again. I stretch my hand to you again. And I say, my son, my daughter, my friend, I call you. Come, for all things are now ready. You've heard and heard. You are hearing again. Lift up your hands, everyone, and just ask the Lord to have mercy upon your life and our lives. Farubra sabere che bolam brashate le meke balama son dele shembere kete se pralala boroste o da brala sobro le desce sambre sambre alla pre de vino lo shembele che de breste pallandar le migontes pele gendere mespere vele dere. Oh yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord. Yes, Lord. Balado shembrege prema mare. Prelele ma shambara la mana sambroro lo godere.
Bore baranda, sopra la nin, shongonde le breve, ne brassa banana. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Jesus, the cross, lift high. His royal mind is our sign. Sing it again. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers, ye soldiers, ye soldiers, stand up for Jesus. Stand up and be counted as a soldier. Stand up for his name. Stand up for his cause. Stand up for his glory. Stand up for the kingdom of God.
Suffer from victory.
From amongst you, great prophets and teachers and evangelists and pastors. For today you are called the soldiers of the cross. And truly you shall be a great army. And truly you shall be commissioned. And truly you shall hear the voice of your commander saying to you, go now, for all things are ready. And surely you shall be at the front of the line. Surely you shall give your life for the cause of the gospel till every foe is vanquished and every knee has bowed to the glorious name of the Savior and the King of Kings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
His army shall he lead till every foe is bound,
Years ago, if those young boys from Switzerland hadn't come to Ghana to die on the Ekwapim Hills, I shudder to think of what would have become of us. The church can never expand without the laying down of lives, blood, lives. In exchange, there will always be blood. Blood means life. Without giving your life, we're just talking. We're just talking. Nice ideas. But lives will be laid down, I believe, I know, in our own country. People will go to the towns, to the villages. They will give their lives, not thinking of themselves, but thinking of the Lord. Because you see, the sun is setting, sun is going down, waxing and waning. Your life is going. It's just time. It's finishing. Not just my life, your life, our lives. It's over. It's finishing. The opportunity. Don't be too excited about this life. I'm still preaching, eh? Listen, don't be too excited about this life. This life is like when you were in your mother's womb. See, when the baby is in his mother's womb, having a good time, sleeping every day, curled up, having food brought in easily, kicking, stretching in the womb. Sometimes you see the baby stretch the hand. It's a good life. It's a sweet life. I like living this kind of life. That's what the baby says in the womb. I like living this kind of life. It's a good life. Okay, that's a sweet life. The baby enjoys it. But there's a better life. There's a better life. And through that canal, that experience of labor, that painful, difficult thing, the baby which is enjoying this kind of life will break out into a new life. A different life he hadn't known before. Because baby has been alive all this time. Living this kind of life. We are in the womb of the earth now. And we are just stretching our hands and living a certain kind of limited life. But there is a real life. Through the birth canal of that experience called death, we will just enter into a new life. Wow. And you're going to find things you didn't use when you were on earth. Because when the baby was in his tongue, he never used his voice. He never breathed. He was just having the food through the umbilicus. So when you come along, this is also a good life. It's a better life. Actually, I like living this kind of life more than the life in my mother's womb. When I was in my mother's womb, I didn't know I was limited. I didn't know it was dark. I thought there was light there. I was having a good time. Sometimes when the baby was in my wife's womb, I just look at her stomach and the baby would, oh,
And I said, he's having a good time. He's having a good time. Enjoying that kind of life. But the babies have found there's another life. And that's what we are preparing for. My life is not here. My life is there. Me, I'm preparing. I want you to come along. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to all who hear. Oh, don't think that. No, just hear from God. God is using everyone who will be used. One of the reasons is so that we will be humble. So that everybody knows that it's not only you. Nobody is anything. I saw my church in Ho, and I saw their choir singing. I said, wow. Two ladies. It's a large choir. Preaching. I said, wow. I saw my choir in Tema. I said, wow. Beautiful choir. Singing. And I remember when I sent Pastor Ishmael to Tema, just a few, 10, 12 people there. He went. Although, maybe he felt rejected. There's always a feeling of rejection when you are sent. But that's, it's a necessary temptation for you. Satan has to take you through that feeling. You have to pass. And you see that it's for your good. Oh, there's a better life. Please don't let your life get finished before you wake up and say, I'm ready now. I'm ready. You know, look, I'll tell you, I've started churches. You can't easily start a church at a certain age. It's not easy. The work of God is also with energy. There's people of a certain age, I wouldn't ask them to do certain things. Oh, yeah. There's a certain point at which there are some things, not that it's above, it's not that it's below you, but it takes something to do certain things. Now you have the time. Do it. You'll be blessed. Are you glad you came to church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, you soldier of the cross. I love sitting by soldiers. Tell the person next to you, soldier of the cross. I love sitting by soldiers. Tell the person, I didn't know you were in the army. Hallelujah. Let's give a good army offering to encourage the work of the Lord this evening. Did you hear me? Please give something. You know, I'm still, you know, all these years I've been a pastor, I'm yet to find people to come to me to tell me, Bishop, you know, whenever you are doing something, you know, just call me and I will pay extra. Or even for people to come to me and say, yes, money, for the extra money. It's not common. Most of us, our hearts are on other things. But God is drawing us. One day you will see that all the things I'm preaching are true. Wait. Have you got your offering? Take it up. There's a hymn I want us to sing. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh wait, have you got your offering? Take it out. Take it out first. Upstairs. Upstairs. How many ashes do we have upstairs? Good. Upstairs, take out your offering on the sides, everywhere. Yea, as of salvation. Purchased of God, born of His Spirit, and washed His blood. Lift up your offering, Father. Thank you for that blessed assurance. Jesus is ours. We love you, Lord. We love you with our lives. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh,
Listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.